So 3¾ years, close to 4 years, working on this. You've been in charge of the committee the whole time, correct?
Correct.
So how does it feel to be, you have the finish line in sight, it appears.
Well, it hopes that December 19th, we're going to take it to the full board after the committee meeting tonight. They approved the advancement of it. And certainly, we don't know what the outcome is going to be on December 19th. We'd certainly hope to encourage our members to look at this thing wholeheartedly, make an improvement for the county any way we can, and that's what this plan is.
Where can someone see this still?
We can. People can go on the WIR. See website, it's wirpc.org, and they can review that. They'll be able to see the changes in the verbiage and so on that we've conducted in our meeting tonight, and that would be whenever that's posted on the website. That's as soon as they'll be able to read it. So.
Okay. It seemed tonight, after all this time, there are still concerns about The phrase is land use and regulations.
Yes.
Why you suppose that is?
Well, you know, I think everybody's concerned about regulations and certainly about government telling the people how they can use their property. And certainly we want to dissolve any of those ideas that we're not here as a county board to tell our constituents how to live their lives and stuff, and certainly on their property too at the same time. Farmers have hoops to jump through. There's regulations galore out there, and certainly we don't have to create the or reinvent the wheel here. So, and that's not what we're trying to attempt to do. But land use is a scary word to a lot of people, so certainly we don't want to continue on with that.
But land use is a necessary part of a comprehensive plan, too, isn't it?
That's correct. It is. And certainly, it's all interpretation. I've expressed in the public hearings that this is a non-regulatory document, the comprehensive plan, and reiterated that in several places that we're not attempting to develop zoning. I think what a lot of people are afraid of is the future. What the future holds for them. Not necessarily this particular board, but any future boards could come up with that. And we can't prevent it. And certainly, you know, if that's what they decide to do, that's the way it'll be.
This, what would you say is the biggest change between this and the plan that's been in place for 40 years, is it?
Yes. The first one was developed in 1972, and it was much more stringent than what our plan, what we came up with. I guess we revised it, what we thought was more tolerable and palatable to our constituents around the county. And again, the word land use was a key thing that really concerned a lot of people, and certainly we wanted to dissolve those ideas.
Has land use been taken out of the document altogether, that phrase?
Majority of it tonight was eliminated from the plan itself. Again, we're trying to use this more as an economic development tool and rather than a regulatory tool by any means. So we want to show the outside world that we are a progressive county and want to move on.
And I guess, is this a guide then that shows potential developer what is possible in the county?
Yes, it is. It's it'll show them what's available to them for any part of the county that they would like to develop in and certainly come here. And the oral history that's connected with this, the demographics and everything is just phenomenal. It's a beautiful piece of work that was created by WIRC.
And what were they paid to assist you with this?
Well, the grant that we received was a $35,000 grant, and it was through the DECO out of Springfield, and so there was no local tax dollars used in this if we didn't grab it, somebody else would have.
Would you have gotten involved with this if you knew it was going to take nearly 4 years, or were you anticipating that?
Well, you know, being an elected official, certainly you never know what's going to happen from day to day, and there's always issues that come about, and I guess that's why they've elected, you know, people to do those things. So, and that's what I chose to do.
Final question, if there's one thing you want to make sure people know or understand about the new comprehensive plan, at least proposed new comprehensive plan, what would that be?
I would certainly have them to review what we have done, what we've got in place. Keep an open mind. It's certainly subject to interpretation of any verbiage or language in this document. You know, people can... they can twist it however they want to, but certainly we haven't set out to skew anything that's in this document. This has all come from the constituents in McDonough County, our focus group meetings, our strategy meetings that we had. We've had several sit-down planning sessions, and certainly this is it's been a long, enduring project, and certainly we want to try to get this thing right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Rich.